So your first book, The Event Design Handbook, was published around 5 years back. I'm curious, what led you to publishing the second book, the upcoming Design to Change book? I'm curious, did the ideas come from writing your first book, or was it based on other things you wanted to explore and you didn't have time to explore in that first book?
Yeah, maybe I can start with that. After the conception of the event canvas and the publication in 2014, we actually started to deliver training on request of people who downloaded. And that grew a little bit more and more, and that led to more and more also consultancy projects where we had tons of questions on what is the background, how can you tell me more. And then the book became more and more relevant, and we had an idea to publish a book anyway, but we produced a facilitation kit first because we want to enable as many people as possible to design innovative events using a methodology, right?
Sure.
In those trainings, in this consultancy projects, we got so many good conversations that also after the event design handbook, where people kept asking questions like, okay, now I master the methodology. Now I get it. Now I really know how to do that. But one of the things I struggle with is how to claim time from my boss, how to engage my stakeholders, how to engage my team. And that was one of the biggest reasons, I guess, to start writing this book to enable our community of plus 18,000 users to become better at claiming time, engaging stakeholders. That's, I think, the main reason.
Nice. Oh, so what's the core reason people should read Design to Change? The core takeaway you want people to have?
Yeah. So everybody is at some point in their life is an event owner. They might not consciously know that, but owning an event can be quite a daunting experience, depending on the stakes and the stakeholders that are involved. So Design to Change is a book that elevates your abilities to look and act beyond the now. And this is a skill that we all have because we all have a prefrontal cortex to imagine what the future scenarios are of a specific action. And so Design to Change is kind of about conversations of change and how events relate to them. And then the Event Design Handbook is the language that's used. It's almost the operating system. And it's a very pragmatic way to look at an event from multiple stakeholder perspectives. So, you know, whether it's a birthday party or a large-scale conference or anything in between, I think anybody and everybody runs into that at some point in their life. And there's one thing that we say about the thing that's at the origin of this, which is the event canvas, is that it's for anyone who needs to get everyone on the same page. And I guess this is because that is a tool that people can download for free. It's like sheet music for musicians. This is how you can compose your event.
It brings to mind TED Talk slogan, as I just Googled, was ideas worth spreading. But if I remember correctly, one of the original concepts behind TED Talks was that basically, sort of almost similar to the idea that the future is here but not evenly distributed, that there are ideas that you put out there and they sort of help shape the future. And I guess to a certain degree, every meeting you have, even in your company, is doing that to a certain degree. You're imagining what could be.
Oh, absolutely. And maybe to tap into that, sometimes the sharing of ideas, and, you know, TED is an example, I guess, they were doing that for a fairly long time before most people knew about it, because a lot of the ideas were shared on a closed stage, right? This was before the YouTube era, and they created a full video repository, which was actually, I guess, the innovator's dilemma kind of answer to the creation of YouTube or the fact that there's a search engine based on video. So I think exposing, you know, if your mission is, you know, getting ideas shared effectively, why would you do it in a closed stage if you could do it on the internet?
Right. Which brings me to the next question I had, which is about Clay Christensen's Innovator's Dilemma, where he talks about how difficult it is for established businesses to respond to upstart, often lower market creative disruption. And then the upstart eventually becomes the new market leader. How do you feel teams can sort of use their meetings and your ideas around Design to Change to break out of that rut and stay creative and open to change.
Well, do you want me to take that?
Yeah, please.
So I think every organization has a number of jobs to be done. And how they get them done is very dependent on the mindset of the people that take the initiatives. So event owners tend to be initiative takers. And anyone that started an event or said, hey, we should do an event, knows what it feels like to come up with the idea, which initially feels great, but then you have to get others to join you in that journey, right? In our first book, Julius Solaris started the introduction with something, you know, the way we create events is broken, or maybe it's never, ever existed, because there's no systematic way to do that in practice. And I think, although there's been many events in many different shapes and forms, and some have been fantastic, most have been okay, but there's a whole slew of very mediocre events out there. I think what people are looking for is the way to systematically create outstanding events that are time well invested and not a time waste. So any organization, whether small or big, grapples with this challenge of being able to, you know, get their stakeholders together and consume their time, right? So if you look at this from the other perspective of the experience economy, it's more time design, right? So we are designers of time and how people spend it with each other, which is probably the most valuable currency out there, you know, whilst the others debate about should we be using US dollars or bitcoins, we tend to focus on the design of time.
And how valuable meetings can be when you think of the hours, the human hours taken in a meeting, and people you very often just schedule a meeting because you're supposed to, and you don't think much about the design of what goes into that time. Yeah. So I'm curious on the publishing side of things. Oh, sorry.
No, I just go ahead, Matthew. So no worries.
So I was curious on the publishing side of things. We were talking earlier and you'd mentioned how your first book was done with a traditional publisher. Your Design to Change book was done with a newer, more self-published route. Curious, what led you down that direction and why are you self-publishing this time around?
Yeah, maybe it's good to share also how this book came to life. We are expecting publication 3rd of June this year. And what we did was a long trajectory. And when the pandemic hit us, we actually took a decision to fulfill that long wish of creating that book and actually taking the time to do that, since some of our travel plans got cancelled. So we actually engaged our own team to help us do that. But also the three authors, Ruud, Dennis, and myself, sat together and worked on the outline of a book. So what would the book be? And then with our editor, John Loughlin, we actually, in numerous conversations, we conceived that, or turned that idea into reality, so to say. And then in November, we actually had a milestone. We have an EDC mastermind program where, people who have become certified event designers and want to do something, go for the next step, those people to convert into, mastermind, so to say. So give them the next step. And we published a book, the draft book of that, just before the mastermind program.